Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Stella Bronson is here to commence a further chapter of Office Wife.
I had an idea that the moment I walked in here, Jeff would hit the roof sort of thing. I didn't expect him to be quite as fractious as all this. The original arrangement made by Denny Puller was for me to travel with Jeff on the same plane. But at the last minute, Jeff told me I wouldn't be coming at all. Of course, I knew what was wrong as soon as he said it. Marcia, his wife, had put her foot down and said she wouldn't have her husband traveling interstate with me. Well, I fixed that. I wangled up with Puller to get on to the managing director, old Percy Fleming, and absolutely insist on me coming up here, too. So, here I am. All alone with my boss, Geoffrey Pilgrim. And am I loving it. But just for the moment, there's the problem of calming the dear man down.
This is a heck of a situation. I distinctly told my wife that I was coming up here alone. Don't you see the position I'm in?
Oh, really, Jeff, I don't see why you have to worry. I'm not even living on the same floor here. And anyway, why should Marcia know anything about it?
Kindly leave my wife out of it, will you, Stella?
Sorry, I'll go up to my room and keep away from you till the sun comes up, if you like.
You stay till you've told me what you're doing here.
All right, then. Puller told Fleming I had to come up here to help you. That's all? And you should know perfectly well that I've only your best interests at heart.
All I know is that no matter which way I turn, a situation crops up that could land me in the divorce courts. I'll pull Fleming's nose over. This would cost me my job.
Oh, please, Jeff, don't do anything silly. I'm not here to make trouble for you. I only want to help.
I'm not blaming you, Stella. Look, I'll get on the phone and ask Marcia to come up here on the morning plane. That should clear things up.
Could I possibly give you a word of advice?
What?
Don't. I really think it'd be much wiser not to.
Oh, don't talk rot. At least she'll know then that I'm not doing anything behind her back.
Are you absolutely sure of that, Jeff?
Of course I'm sure of it. What else could she think?
You told her yourself you were making this trip alone. She'll only say to herself that you tried to trick her and then lost your nerve.
Hang it all, she might too. Oh, confound it. Why does everything have to be so complicated?
It wouldn't be complicated if you kept quiet. Do as I say, Jeff. Don't tell her.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I'd better shut up and hope for the best.
Of course you should. It's the only sensible thing to do. Well, I'm off to my room and bed. Look, what are we worrying about? You're not frightened of me, are you, Jeff?
Don't talk such fatuous rot.
Good night.
Oh, what the devil am I to do? If I keep quiet and Marcia finds out, that'll just about put our marriage on the rocks. And if I do send for her... Well, Stella could be right, couldn't she? Marcia could still get the wrong idea. Oh, well, I suppose I'd better sleep on it.
Ask Mr. Puller to come straight up, please, Millie. Eh? He's on his way up already. Oh, good, and don't put any calls through to me for the next half hour. Oh, come in, Mr. Puller. Have a cigar.
Good morning, Fleming. Have a good weekend. How's your golf?
Oh, 81 and 79 on Saturday. Can you beat that?
I could do better than that under chloroform. Do you call these cigars?
What's wrong with them?
They're seaweed. That's what's wrong with them. Now then, let's get down to business.
How soon do you want your chap Pilgrim and his secretary back here?
Why?
4 days isn't long enough. Can you spare him till the middle of next week?
Well, I imagine so.
Good. I'll tell you where I want him to stay up north. First, my manager up there is fixing a dinner so that he can meet some of my agents and their wives and so forth. That's the way I like to do business. Second, I'm making some changes in my accounting system that Pilgrim may as well be familiar with. And they're too involved to get the hang of in 5 minutes.
Well, that suits me, Benny. How do you think Jeff's handling your account up to date?
Keep this under your hat, Fleming. But for mine, Pilgrim's one of the smartest young fellows in this town. What do you pay him?
$1,200 and bonuses.
Chicken feed. He's worth twice that much. And for 2 pins, I'd make him an offer. I'm already angling for that secretary of his.
No.
You bet I am. See, they're quite a pair. What does his wife think about them going off together?
That's something you'll have to ask Mrs. Pilgrim.
Come off it, Percy. You're as interested in that marriage as I am.
I am not interested. I'm worried. I've known Marcia Pilgrim since she was in pigtails, and I tell you, Benny, her uncle Tressida Bendigo spoilt her. Given her everything she's ever wanted, but discipline. I'm keeping my eye on those two.
If you ask me, that Bronson girl's just about ready to throw her hat over the windmill for Jeff Pilgrim. Haven't you seen the signs?
If I had, I wouldn't have allowed her to go north with Jeff, I can tell you that.
Why not?
Why do you think? Look here, I wonder if Marcia knows Jeff's got his secretary up there with him.
I hadn't thought of that.
When Jeff left, he didn't know she'd be going. Oh, Benny, we could have started something there.
Well, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. If that Bronson girl can get Pilgrim, I say good luck to her.
Well, I don't know that I altogether approve of that.
Of course you don't. You come from the right side of the tracks, Fleming. But me now, I've come up the hard way all my life. And when I want a thing, I go out and get it.
Oh.
That Bronson girl's made the same way. As far as I'm concerned, it'd do Marcia Pilgrim good to have to fight for something she wants. Something her Uncle Tressida Bendigo can't give her. That's what I say, Percy Fleming.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right, but... Yes? Who is calling? Mrs. Pilgrim? Just a minute. Like to say hello to Marcia. She's in the front office.
You bet your life.
Yes, ask her to come up, will you?
Say, listen, Percy. Are we going to say anything about Stella Bronson?
Well, I don't know.
Let's shut up, I say.
Well, what if she asks about her?
Well, it's not likely, is it?
Hello, Mrs. Fleming. Why, it isn't Mr. Fuller, too. And he didn't tell me you were here.
How do you do, young woman? You're looking fine. Just fine.
Thank you. I do hope I'm not intruding on something frightfully important.
Oh, not at all, my dear. Not at all. Sit down. As a matter of fact, we were just this minute saying what a splendid chap Jeff is. Mr. Puller here wants to steal him from Tressida Bendigo and Company. Hey, Benny?
I will, too, if I get half a chance.
But that would never do. We couldn't allow that, could we, Mr. Fleming?
Oh, not on your life. By Jove, no.
Well, anyway, you mustn't let me take up your time. I just called in, Mr. Fleming, because Uncle Tressida wants you and Mrs. Fleming for dinner on Sunday evening. Shall I tell him it's all right? Jeff will be back by then, of course.
Oh, tell your uncle, yes, by all means, but I'm afraid we're keeping Jeff out of town a little longer than we expected.
Oh, no, whatever for?
He is the culprit, my dear.
Don't you worry, Mrs. Pilgrim. He'll be back early next week. It couldn't be helped.
Does he know yet?
The message went up on the teletype this morning.
Oh, I expect he'll ring me this evening, then. Well, goodbye now. I'll see you on Sunday, Mr. Fleming.
Right you are, Marcia. We'll be looking forward to it.
Oh, by the way, I didn't see Stella Bronson as I came through the office. Is she away ill or something?
Well, she's doing some work for me, young woman.
Oh. Yes. Well, goodbye.
What game are you playing, Puller? Now I've got to turn round and tell her that...
You don't have to tell her anything. What I said was true, wasn't it? Trouble with you, Fleming, you've no sporting blood in you. Like to know how you could get a little bet?
Oh, Jeff, this message just came for you on the teletype. That what's-his-name fellow gave it to me.
Oh, thanks. No, arrangements made for you to stay till Tuesday of next week. Have some fun while you're there. Pull up. Dang it, damn it, blast it, curse it.
Well, what's the matter now?
Well, you heard what I said, didn't you?
Yes, but...
Oh, I don't suppose it makes all that difference. Better to get everything over at once. We won't have to make any more of these trips. Oh, by the way, did they tell you about tomorrow night?
No. What's on?
No, Puller's chap's turning on a dinner party for me at Rush's. You're included, of course.
Oh, good. That'll be fun. There now. Remember me asking you if I should pack a dinner dress?
Yes, I remember.
Jeff, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing whatever, confound it.
Yes, there is. You're worried about your wife, aren't you?
Well, if you must know, Stella. Yes, I am. I've been forced into a position where I have to deceive her, just by a set of idiotic circumstances. I don't like it.
You're not going to change your mind and tell her I'm here, are you?
No. Well, no. Well, at least I don't think so.
It's not your fault that things have turned out like this, and it's not mine. Well, do let's make the best of it, Jeff, please.
What do you mean, make the best of it?
Well, seeing that Marcia doesn't know I'm here, seeing that we're together like this, couldn't you forget that I'm your secretary, just this once? I could forget so easily. Johnson, I think you're going to score at last. When I see Benny Puller, I'll hug the old bear for giving me these extra days. But there's one thing I absolutely have to do. I have to keep Jeff from sending for Marcia. Because if he did, I'd be sunk without trace. For the time being, at any rate. But I don't think he will. He won't do that. Or will he?
We invite you to listen to further chapters of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.